ABC Radio Australia.
Here in Australia, the city of Melbourne is known as the cultural capital. Pre-COVID-19, the city's art and cultural scene was bustling, but it's now on life support after enduring one of the strictest lockdowns in the world during the coronavirus pandemic. But it's hoped a new art exhibition across Melbourne will revive it, including a massive mural of a local Indigenous Chamorro man from Guam that has been painted inside one of the city's most famous arcades. When Hila'an Pali'i heard that he was the subject of a painting in downtown Melbourne, he was blown away.
My brain just exploded.
I was just like super, super stoked, you know, like, oh my God, like, this is insane. I could have never imagined that I'd be painted like a French girl.
That's because Mr. Pali'i is a jewellery carver and tattoo artist who lives more than 5,000 kilometres north of Melbourne in the US territory of Guam. The 5-metre-tall portrait has him looking off into the distance with his chest covered in traditional Chamorro necklaces. It's part of an installation by Australian artist Matt Adnate, who says he chose to paint Mr. Pali'i because of the rich Indigenous culture he represents.
I was lucky enough to travel to Guam about maybe 5 years ago now, for a mural festival over there, and spent a bit of time there hanging out with the local community and went to some pretty amazing sacred sites and got shown some pretty next level kind of places. And when I experience these elements and things like this, it completely, I don't know, like it inspires me to keep doing what I'm doing. And obviously when I was there, I was photographing a lot of the Chamorro people, and there was a couple that I painted a lot. But yeah, it ultimately, you know, there's a lot of different cultures that I work with around the world, but they've definitely been one of my favourite.
Matt Adnate is famous in Australia for his towering murals that depict highly realistic portraits of Indigenous Australians, which are often painted on the side of apartment buildings.
I do focus heavily on realism when I paint my portraits, and this is to provide as maximum kind of impact on the street. So when people see it, it has this real sense of presence, and the presence will then hopefully communicate to people, you know, certain emotions and, you know, different stories might reflect in their own person's understanding on who it might be.
The mural installation is part of a new art exhibition in Melbourne called Artcade, which has been set up to tempt Melburnians back into the city after a devastating year due to the pandemic. More than 700 coronavirus cases were being reported each day at the city's peak in August, forcing the city and its people into a strict lockdown that kept most people at home and left many in the arts industry without work. And many independent artists haven't been eligible for government wage subsidies during COVID-19. For street artist Matt Adnate, whose art studio is the city's streets, Melbourne's lockdown restrictions meant he couldn't paint a single mural for 6 months, the first time he's been unable to do so in 20 years.
So I was always been painting outside, and, you know, whether it be my graffiti or my street art or portraiture, it's something that I absolutely love to do. And yeah, to miss that for 6 months is sort of, I mean, it was in a sense, there was a great silver lining in that it gave me time off to be with my family, and I've got a son and all that. But at the same time, it feels weird to not be able to do those things.
While Melbourne has managed to ease restrictions with no new cases since last month, Guam is still struggling with large numbers of COVID-19 cases. It's had restrictions in place to limit the spread of the virus, but in the past week alone, it's recorded more than 300 positive cases. But Hila'an Pali'i says that the restrictions like social distancing and recommended self-isolation haven't impacted his work that significantly.
But with the whole lockdown and stuff, that's already how I was leading my life before any of this happened, you know, working from home, pretty much keeping a tight circle with who I dedicate my time and energy to, you know, and most of my sales come from online anyway. So there's very little interaction with actual like people, you know. The only thing that this has really affected has been like public vending opportunities, festivals, marketplaces, stuff like that.
As an Indigenous Chamorro man, Hila'an is passionate about teaching others about his culture, and he hopes that once Guam has recovered from the virus, he'll be able to pursue his dream of learning more about traditional Chamorro tattooing.
I am trying to create a whole new style that resonates more deeply with Chamorro people and people from the region, because I noticed that a lot of the people here tend to take on more Polynesian tattoos as a way to identify with being from the islands. But I feel like being from this region of the world and have this region having its own distinct and very unique original tattoo style, people from this region should try to look deeper into that rather than reaching farther away to Polynesia. You know, they have their own continued unbroken tattoo history, whereas our tattoo history has been disrupted, you know, and so what I'm kind of trying to do is pick up where we left off.
Back in Melbourne, Matt Adnate says he hopes those who visit his mural will be able to reflect on the beauty of the world's many Indigenous cultures.
Ultimately, I would love people to be able to feel something from the artwork to reflect what their own story might be, you know, of this culture and what their own understanding of who they might be, or somebody else might come along and see the images and get really sort of inspired and reflect on the beauty of those cultures and the real positive, incredible things that are about each and every one of those deep spiritual cultures.
Kila'an Pali'i shares that hope and wants his portrait to encourage people to celebrate Indigenous cultures, especially in places that have been colonized, like Guam and Australia.
The Indigenous people, We're becoming minorities in our own homeland, you know, and so it's becoming easier and easier for our voices to not be heard where they matter. More than anything, I want the Indigenous people of Australia to just know that they are alone in the world, because, I mean, at the end of the day, that's all I would really want for any other Indigenous people towards Chamorro people, you know, is just to be seen and heard and understood, and no one wants to be alone.
That was Kila'an Pali'i, a local jewellery and tattoo artist from Guam, speaking to me there.